The head of the Ohio Christian Alliance says he was surprised when his group applied for tax-exempt status in early 2011. And 9 months later, he received a letter demanding answers to several questions within 2 weeks. And Chris Long says he was also concerned about a question about his group's planned activity over the next 12 months.
That's, of course, would be the presidential election year. And our application already indicated what our activities would be, and that was to register church congregants across the state of Ohio in a nonpartisan way and also to offer educational materials.
There's no standard form the IRS has for tax-exempt status. There is vagueness on the IRS question side, but there's also vagueness on the side of groups, which only have to prove they spend 51% of their money on a social welfare idea such as education to get tax-exempt status. But other conservative groups were outraged at the questions they saw, including Tom Zawistowski with the Portage County Tea Party. Zawistowski says when his group got a similar letter with what he felt were unusual and unfair questions, he wrote back saying the group would not comply.
I knew that it was political in nature. The questions did not have anything to do with our tax forms. They were, give us a list of all the people who attend your meetings, give us a list of your speakers, tell us what they said, those type of questions. So it was pretty apparent that something more was going on.
Zawistowski, who's also with the Ohio Liberty Coalition, says he reached out to Maurice Thompson at the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, the Tea Party-backed group that's an offshoot of the conservative Buckeye Institute. Thompson says this kind of scrutiny was not news to him. He says his group got extra examinations from the IRS in 2010.
There was no reference to anything having to do with any Tea Party group in our application. What was interesting is they asked us about our relationship with the Tea Party. It seemed to us that they were clearly trying to get at the Tea Party, kind of trying to establish an organizational chart of how different liberty groups work.
Thompson is now working up a lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of groups in the Ohio Liberty Coalition. These kinds of groups don't have to apply to the IRS, but donors often want to see IRS recognition before giving. And Thompson says he has proof of that to prove monetary damages. Thompson says the lawsuit would also seek to stop the IRS from targeting groups or individuals, as has happened in previous administrations.
The fact that this happens over and over again means that there needs to be serious action taken to root out exactly what's going on over there and to actually establish some precedents that stop it and assess criminal liability so that these IRS agents know that they can't get away with this in the future.
But Zawistowski says he has another goal in mind.
Quite frankly, the only outcome that would satisfy me is for the IRS to be abolished, because in essence, it is a political tool. It's been used that way my entire life. JFK, LBJ, Nixon, Bush, here's the Obama administration. The problem is that the IRS needs to be abolished.
Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance says his group is not joining the lawsuit right now, but he says it's focused on the investigations by the Justice Department and both chambers of Congress.
I think we take encouragement from that both parties want to get to the bottom of this, of exactly what happened.
But what Long and others say they really want is a specific reason why their applications for tax-exempt status were delayed. There are reports that as the Ohio Liberty Coalition's application was in waiting, Tom Zawistowski sent out emails inviting members to campaign events for Mitt Romney, an activity that many would perceive as partisan, though Zawistowski says he was advised was okay. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.